Back here on Sports Talk on our special edition, a Saints OTA breakdown. We were heading out at the practice field today. They were indoors, surprisingly, with the gorgeous weather out there. I thought for sure that'd be an outdoor practice today, Cajun Cannon, but no complaints at all that we were in the indoor facility.
Yeah, who hates air conditioning?
Right, exactly.
We play in air conditioning. Don't we play in the Superdome? You have to look at early. You can always, we look at inclement weather as far as boy, it could be cold in Nashville. We're not playing. It should be a nice fall day against Green Bay in Chicago, considering where we're playing. Who are we playing in? Look in September early on. Did we have it? Because, it could be like Louisiana hot and Jacksonville or Tampa, like early September.
Well, September games on the road, we've got at Seattle, at Buffalo.
No, it's going to be awesome. Now, it could rain in Seattle. It could rain, but it's not going to be hot.
And then the Bears, that's October in Chicago.
That's a fall day. It's right. Football weather.
At the Rams in November, at the Panthers in November.
Yeah. No, we're not dealing with any inclement weather, whether too hot or too cold.
And then we're in Florida, back-to-back weeks. The November 30th is at Miami and December 7th at Tampa.
So, no, it's not hot.
And then, like you mentioned, that one late game, 12-28 in Tennessee, right?
Yeah, and that could be in the 30s, but that's still football weather, as long as it's not raining. But, Steve, I wanted to also...
Expanding more on the offensive line.
Yeah. The reason why, some fans might say, Penning looks like he was maybe getting it at times, at right tackle. So why wouldn't you leave him there to continue to grow? Because I think right now, still at right tackle, he's not at the confidence level that you need to be. Come on, he's not Ryan Ramczyk or, Teron Armstead. That's when we had awesome tackles. Where I think, depending on the opponent, we still would have to give him help in some games. And what I mean by that help, like the tight end staying in and chipping before he releases, or the running back chipping and helping him before he goes out. You want a tackle to be able to, no matter who he's playing, he can get it done by himself. Whether right or left tackle, the rusher, I don't need no help from the running back or the tight end. Where Trevor Penning, I still think a tackle, depending on the matchup, that he would need help. So that's why I think, and I've been blowing that horn 2 years ago, right?
Sure.
I said, put Trevor Penning at guard because he's aggressive, he's mean, and then he has a guy on his right side, he has a guy on his left tackle, and you have the center.
Now, you would think it's not that big of a difference of a switch for a offensive lineman, but how difficult is it to make that move from tackle to guard?
No, Jim Dombrowski did it. And if you could play tackle, you could play guard. Now, a guard and center cannot necessarily play tackle. But if you could play tackle, you could play guard.
You could move inside.
Now, and then you hear situations, more you can do, like some top linemen can play all five positions. But some tackles maybe couldn't play center because they can't snap the ball. And first things first, you have to snap the ball and you got to be 100% consistent. You can't all of a sudden, the nose is tilting on you and you're just throwing the ball back there and you don't hit the quarterback's top hand. So tackle could play guard, but not necessarily guard or center play tackle. If that makes sense. Different body types, but the top tackles in the league, I guarantee, not unless they're just so tall that they just made for the tackle position, but most tackles can play guard. The top tackles in the NFL could play guard in the NFL also, I think.
You mentioned, too, with the confidence with Penning and playing that guard position, I would imagine it helps knowing you've got to one side of you a tackle, and the other side you got a center, kind of help, some help around you.
Yes, you have a lot of trash, to go through. Like sometimes you're on an island, like speed rush, but you're out there and he rushes wide and he puts a move on you, and all of a sudden he beats you, the snap of your fingers inside, and you ain't got no help. Now you can help and leave the running back in, but then you can't put the running back out on the pass route. That's why you want the top tackles, the ones that you never talk about. You just look at, when Teron Armstead was at his best, that you very seldom even mention their name. You're just following the football because they're always doing their job at the highest level. And they get paid a lot of money. The 49ers tackle.
Trent Williams.
Yeah, like that cat. I think he got rewarded paid because you're the best of the best. And so that's why I think we have an opportunity to go back to that winning formula, even with Drew Brees, when we had one of the top five offensive lines, and a lot of that had to do, you know, with the center position. We've always had outstanding centers. We got McCoy. And then you could plug and play like those guards, but then you had the tackles, like Teron Armstead, Ryan Ramczyk, you know, and that makes all the difference. Because if we could do that and solidify the offensive line and the quarterback knows what the hell they're doing, no, shame on them if they don't have success. Like I said, still think Alvin Kamara got something left in the tank. Huh. I'd be more worried about our possession receiver. Now, we have a few cats, but we have to wait and see what they're going to do, you know, as far as bigger receivers. Who's that, the one? Like, I always like people with three names. DPJ, Donovan Peoples-Jones. Sounds like a band or something.
Or a law firm.
Yeah, a law firm, exactly. Good call, Steve. But here's 6'2", 205, five-year veteran from Michigan. I think I got some notes in there. I think he was outstanding. He really had it was like 2 or 3 years ago, outstanding year, with the Cleveland Browns. That's when really was when he put some skins on the wall and had, I want to say, like over 800 yards receiving. So, you know, who's going to be that guy? Chris Olave is what he is, Rashid Shaheed. And then you got Brandon Cooks. But I'm talking about that big possession receiver to go for those 50-50 balls. That's where I still think we're lacking offensively. And I'll be interested to see when they do compete in training camp, like, you know, when they do one-on-one and all that, because this is an offensive drill, our receivers against our cornerbacks. And that if our receivers, you know, see different routes, who's going to win in that? Because I think we could get better receiver and definitely get better cornerback because the lack of experience there. Like Alante Taylor, who's our top cornerback right now, at this time last year, what was he, 3 or 4? I mean, for sure, Paulson Adebo and then Lattimore was ahead of him.
Were your number one and two guys, right?
Yeah. So
back to that, you know, contested catch wide receiver. How about some of those, you know, undrafted guys that we know about in like a Bub Means was actually drafted, never
well,
mind.
Well, if he got to stay healthy.
And also in Kevin Austin Jr.
Yeah, Kevin Austin Jr., he was a guy that always flashed in training camp. Making catches, but I mean, did he actually even get in a game last year? I'm trying to think. I don't know if we even heard his name, if he had any numbers.
I'm going to look it up real quick, his numbers from last season.
Yeah, because
I'm figuring he did, Bobby, because just of all the injuries the Saints dealt with.
Yeah, you know, look at Bub Means, 6'2", 215, when he played a couple of weeks, caught a couple of balls. He had good timing with Spencer Rattler, even, I want to say. So there's a lot of competition. Dante Pettis.
Austin Jr., by the way, 8 games, 11 catches, 151 yards.
Yeah, so they're all around that, you know, maybe they knock it on the door, but who's going to burst out? It could, like, you look at Dante Pettis. He's like 6'1", right around 200 pounds. So they are bringing in bigger receivers, but not necessarily household names.
And a guy that Kellen Moore raved about during the celebrity golf tournament that the Saints ended up having was a veteran and Cedric Wilson Jr. that he mentioned as a good contested catch guy.
Yeah, well, again, you'd have to look at his numbers. He's 6'2", 200 pounds, but I mean,
they've had experience before together in Dallas.
Yeah, he's like he came over from Miami from the Dolphins. He's an 8-year veteran. And then I always say sometimes a receiver within that's why with Brandon Cooks, even as Brandon Cooks has put up good numbers, why are you playing on so many different teams? Well, wouldn't they want to like keep you if you're really good, you know? And
but he's had a heck of a productive career.
No, you'll get 1,000 yards, right. And I don't know if you ever justify maybe that first round draft pick because we were expecting more. I remember when we got him with Sean Payton. More getting more yards on like a jet sweep or a slant, but he's little too. He would catch the ball and fall down. Now he can run past you, but not necessarily, you know, that
run
big
through you.
Big get to like Michael Thomas, Marcus Colston type receivers. I think that's where we lack it. When you throw in that back shoulder and it's a 50-50 ball, and oh man, that was a great catch. Now we'll do that now and then, but whether it's Rashid Shaheed, Chris Olave, none of them do that consistently. It's like, well, the quarterback hit him in the hands. That was a tough catch, but they didn't come down with it, you know. The defensive back was right there. Well, that's where you need those big, like Eric Martin, who I play with, those contested catch with Colston.
Right.
And Michael Thomas. before he got injured and before he got kind of an attitude, whatever. But no, we don't have that guy. So, and that could be a quarterback's best friend. You know, when you know the coverage is man to man, and my man's going to beat your man. Just not all the ball placement. You know, the back shoulder throws and all, and that's where that trust factor comes in.
Yeah, and hopefully someone like a Juwan Johnson. We keep waiting for that big breakout year. Maybe Kellen Moore can unlock something.
Well, Juwan Johnson needs to have a good season instead of a good month. You know, he'll flash, and he'll, boy, he had like three or four games. Unbelievable. Then he kind of disappears. Because they know the potential's there.
Yeah.
And because we never really asked him like to be a blocking tight end.
I know, like, but, you, I was doing the same thing, raving to folks about him. Oh, you got to grab him in fantasy football. And then I got folks telling me going, what's he doing? Nothing for me.
Yeah, he was like all mattery in, you know, training camp.
Right.
And we were writing about him every day, making, you know, a handful of catches. Then he kind of disappeared. And then all of a sudden, he came back. You know, and then you see, like I said, have a good three or four games, a good month, and then disappear
Crickets.
Again.
Yeah.
But he decided to stay here. You know, they invested in him for the future. I'd be interested in how Foster Morrow comes back. I think that he played at a high level last year, considering what they were asking him to do. And so, yeah, then you got, like, in the tight end room, like I said, I don't know how would he develop. That was a nice play by Michael Jacobson, kind of a poor man, Jimmy Graham, you know, 6'7", 245, you know, pounds. He's still learning the game. I want to say, where did he go to Daytona? Where did he go to school? No, he Iowa State. Yeah, I think so. I think we had another guy that went to Daytona or something that was a basketball player. So now, ever since Jimmy Graham, you know, he got Antonio Gates, remember?
Right.
With the San Diego Chargers. And then you have Jimmy Graham, and then, oh, well, I can't really make it in the NBA. Maybe I could play in pro football.
Tony Gonzalez was a basketball player,
at Cal,
too, right?
At Cal Berkeley.
Okay.
Yeah, at Cal. Yeah, and he's one of the greatest tight ends ever.
Right.
And then look what Jimmy Graham did. So, yeah, there's room for that. And and that's a big target, 6'7", like, you know, in that seam. But I think Jacob said a couple of times you might have had a couple of drops. Maybe last August, if I can remember, I said, he has a chance to make the team, he's making plays, and then I think he might have been on the practice squad or something.
Well, you know, you started opening, Raven, that the quarterbacks were really slinging it today in 7-on-7, Spencer Rattler 8-for-8, and Tyler Shuck was 7-of-8. So, yeah, great day all around.
Yeah, that's you never want to see, and we're going to be witnessing those drills 7-on-7, that the ball's half of the time on the ground. Or no, it's no pass rush. You should complete 85-90%. Because the best pass coverage, you know, is pass rush. And so, no, if you see a player have 10 reps in 7-on-7 and he goes 5-for-10, that means when they have a rush, it'd be like 2-for-10 or something.